This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Crazy time on the radio, DJV time, 7 after the hour, time for Jennifer Horn to pop up her beautiful head, and Kara Schillen as well. Here Victoria is off on vacation. She has joined the potato board, so the folks on the potato board are traveling around the country to find out who has the biggest eyes in terms of potatoes. So we'll get a report on that from Victoria next week. Meanwhile, Jennifer starts off the report to the nation this hour with... Da-da-da-da!
Space. The final frontier.
The final frontier.
Now, this is a story you might like. I know you go back and forth on President Trump, but this may be something that you can get behind, Dougie. And that is that the Trump administration has a new goal of returning astronauts to the surface of the moon. And they want to do it pretty aggressively. They want it to happen by 2024. That's 5 years earlier than what was planned and what some experts say could be a huge gamble with the prestige of the United States. It matters because if this succeeds, this week could be remembered as a turning point that restored some of the space program's lost glory. We know that George W. Bush and Barack Obama, they all kind of killed this space program. That's right. So the Trump administration has made it clear they want to rebuild it. They want to even put in the Space Force. But the rockets and the spacecraft are not quite ready yet. So if this fails, it would be a big embarrassment to our country because we couldn't get it done on the deadline. However, I think it's worth a try. I think we can absolutely be aggressive here. The last American to set foot on the moon's surface was Eugene Cernan in 1972. That was back when America really had a clear purpose in space. Now we seem to be searching around for what our vision is once again. Is it exploration? Is it discovery? Is it protection against adversarial nations? That's the question. Vice President Pence, who chairs the National Space Council, gave stark instructions to an agency that strives to be both bold and risk-averse at the same time. And Vice President Pence said we must focus on the mission over the means. He did not talk about more money, but clearly that'll probably have to happen in order to meet this aggressive deadline. And I think it's kind of cool. I'm glad we're doing this. I think these are the kinds of things that bring our country together, where we can all root together on one thing. We're not Democrats or Republicans. We're not Dodgers or Red Sox fans. We are working together as Americans.
Of course we are.
And I think that's pretty cool. So I'm all for this.
Well, what they ought to do is take the money out of the Pentagon budget so they're not wasting as much as they do on some of the war tools that they have they can't find, like helicopters and submarines and things that just have disappeared. Let's not be consistent in that area. I think this is sort of, I was thinking about consistency. Yesterday was the annual meeting of the Farm Bureau with state legislators here in Massachusetts. And so when I got off there, I went in there to enjoy the conversation back and forth, a lot of talk about things on the farm that are important in Massachusetts, as they are important in every state. They're recognizing here that the farmers are in big trouble. Hello, duh. And there needs to be something done about it. And so we tell stories like that. It's hard to, and Jennifer knows this, father is a radio guy, and Kara, I think you've seen it. We all know you can't be all things to all people. You just have to be. So I can't do as much on the air as I want to do about farming, because this isn't a show, even though we hit a lot of couple of hundred markets in the country that are farming communities, and people like listening to me because of my stories down on the farm. I always, whenever I do a personal appearance, I always love these old ladies who come up to me. I love it when you talk about the good old days of the farm. And so perhaps I need to reevaluate exactly my approach so that it appeals and applies to everybody. So, you know, I say this because I think it's true of almost anything. You can't be the fastest always. You can't be the smartest. You can't be the strongest. But you can be consistent. And so I try to be, when it comes to agriculture and talking about food and stuff, the most consistent focus is on what we do to keep the family farmer and to keep the food, the proper food movements going. And in this case, there isn't enough of an approach from this administration to handle that, the same as there hasn't been until now enough of an approach by any of these administrations. As Jennifer correctly pointed out, Bush screwed it up. Obama screwed it up more. Trump hasn't really done anything. So I'm just concerned as to whether or not the real motive here, I remember last year he announced Space Force or whatever they were.
The Space Force.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So is this
that'll
all
operate
about...
that'll operate under the Pentagon's budget. That'll operate under the Air Force, actually. The Air Force will be the umbrella on that agency.
Well, I just wonder if it's not motivated by the Chinese having, at least the rumor is, the Chinese launched a rocket from somewhere in China and landed on the dark side of the moon. Yeah. Now, they can say that, and there's no way they can prove it.
And there was no proof.
You can't see on the dark
side. But for people who laugh about... But people who laugh about the Space Force and go, oh, that's just something stupid. Who are we going after, Marvin the Martian? No, Russia and China specifically already have the capability to use space technology to blow us up. They don't have to have personnel anymore. Wars are going to be operated using satellite technology. Think about everything that's connected in our everyday life to satellite already.
Yep.
And that needs to be protected. I am a firm believer in that.
All right. It's coming up to 13 past the hour. In a moment or two, we're going to focus on how to make your home safer. That's up next here on the DJV program.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend, struggling to make ends meet, found that he could rent a spare room by the night and earn a nice supplemental income. But he also found out there are rules about competing with hotels. Cities from New York to Denver have adopted rules to stop such practices. Not because there's any danger to public safety, but because Airbnb has become serious competition for hotels, just as Uber competes with taxis. Many tourists enjoy staying at bed and breakfast, and traveling is a different experience when you get to know your hosts in their own homes. We understand why hotel chains may be threatened by such competition, but a look through the lens of liberty tells us this is not the government's business. Such favoritism limits your choices, but if you don't defend your right to stay wherever you want, who will?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia, give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, you are. And now we're going to focus on a study revealed this week showing a majority of Americans feel unsafe. Jennifer and Kara and I have with us Rebecca Edwards. Miss Edwards is as I looked at your resume, Rebecca, I got myself focused back around. I was in Salt Lake City on Monday of this week. I usually travel at least once a year. and I find that your city appears to be pretty safe. And I always wonder what the influences are. We're going to focus in here in the next few minutes on the safest cities in America and where your city ranks. So where does Salt Lake rank on this list?
Well, Salt Lake City, sadly, is not one of our top safest cities in Utah this year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad. I feel safe. I know it looks kind of like a peaceful, quiet place, and you'd think the influence of the Mormons there would kind of quiet things down a little bit. Apparently, that's not the case.
It's more raucous, you know.
Yeah, right. So this business here, let's take a minute to talk about the cities that are safest, and then we'll figure out how to have you protect yourself from the people that may create crime, because the biggest fears that people report in this study, violent crime, property crime, digital security, I would think of those three, digital security would be the most problematic. Am I right?
You're absolutely correct. Digital security turned out to be the number one fear that people have, beating out violent crime, which seems like the obvious answer when you're mm-hmm. talking about personal safety.
Right. All right. So what about cities? I live in both Los Angeles and Boston. How do those two cities rank?
Well, I can't reveal our secrets. We're getting ready to publish the safest metro cities in America, and that's where you would find cities like Boston and L.A.
Uh-huh. All right. So that'll be available on the website safewise.com/safest-cities-America, right? That's where we can find that info?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So then let's go back to the safety concerns, talking about those three, and more specifically digital security. Let's start with that and how we don't end up staying up all night worrying about whether somebody's going to jump our computer.
Yes, identity theft and getting hacked were the biggest fears in the digital security category, and the number one thing you can do is to use strong and unique passwords. And that you have a password for every account and every device, and that can feel like a daunting task. However, you can use a password manager that will not only keep track of all of your passwords, but will also create unique passwords for you. And you can get free password managers like Dashlane, so you don't even have to invest anything.
Really? So that'd be something to try. I don't know how I would fare under that. It's the fact that it can look at all your passwords and then come up with suggestions that are sort of similar to or in league with the passwords you're using. Is that how that technology works?
No, they're going to probably be absolutely different than the ones that you've already created as a human in your brain. Because random and things with that have characters and letters and numbers and all kinds of crazy combinations is what is going to protect you from a hacker.
All right, so that's the hacker protection. What about your home, property, personal property? What do you do to avoid that problem or be safer from it?
Sure. Well, the first step is to use some common sense, lock your doors and windows, get to know your neighbors, recognize the things that belong on your street and in your neighborhood, the cars, the people, the pets. If you want to take it further, I would suggest getting a security camera and... There are also free apps out there. There's like a modern neighborhood watch system where you can get updated crime reports from local law enforcement. People in the neighborhood will post, you know, shady things that they've seen happening. And, of course, the safest way to protect yourself is to have a full-blown home security system that is monitored 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a suggestion as to which brand is the best? What will you use in your house?
Our number one brand on Safewise.com this year is Vivint.
Vivint. Yeah, I remember. I've advertised their product. It's a good product. Vivint, yeah. All right, so some of the best practices to secure yourself, go to Safewise.com/safest-cities-America. You'll find out where your city is when they have that listed, and also ways to protect yourself. You have concerns about this. Check that out. Thank you very much, Rebecca. Nice to have you here. Rebecca Edwards on the DJV program at 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Music time, 23 and change at the hour on the DJV program. We start this portion of the program with Sting. He's got a collection called My Songs, which is due out in May. Find Sting revisiting 15 of his Police favorites, solo favorites as well, sort of re-imaging them to varying degrees. He said, quote, I'm constantly tinkering and I'm always wanting to make the song as contemporary as they can possibly be, because I think they're good songs, and they are. Most of the stuff, I love the Police. I don't know about Sting so much by himself, but I've always liked the Police.
You know what, though? I was going through the list of all the songs you revealed were going to be on it, and I was like, oh, yeah. Sting has a lot more hits than I realized.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those things where obviously you know he has songs, but I was going through, I was like, oh, I know the words to all of these songs.
Brand New Day, Desert Rose, If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free, Every Breath You Take. That's, I think, my favorite Sting song, followed by Roxanne. Demolition Man, Can't Stand Losing You, Fields of Gold, So Lonely, Shape My Heart. Message in a Bottle, Fragile, Walking on the Moon. Englishman in New York, If I Ever Lose My Faith in You. All those songs are part of My Songs, coming out in May. Yeah, Roxanne's a good song, too. He says, quote, my voice has more interesting overtones than it did when I was 25. Isn't that the case with all of us? It's a less pure sound. Yes, that's true. But I think it has richness. The songs change every night when I sing them, and I'm always hearing something I haven't actually discovered before. This My Songs collection was recorded in various locations, makes use of both existing and newly recorded tracks with members of Sting's touring band. The My Songs project, inspired by an invitation to perform Brand New Day, which he wrote for the Millennium in Times Square this past New Year's Eve. He said, quote, it's a hopeful song about turning over a new leaf and starting again. You know, I'll use that. That's why people identify with it. We always want to be able to start again. So he says, we updated this version, taking off some filters. This is a great song, too. Crank this up there. Right? So typically, yeah. Yeah, this is good stuff. So anyway, he thought, yeah, this all works. So anyway, something to look forward to if you're a Sting fan. Again, this is, May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you going to buy one of these? You into this, Carrie? You like this?
I like seeing the police okay, but my dad loved the police. So I might get this for him.
Yeah, the police were great. And they were much better when they got together with the cars and became the police cars. Remember when they put their action together?
That's all I have to say.
Okay. Next on the Keep Moving, Doug. Don't duck. Just keep going. The inquest into Radiohead's stage collection, the stage collapse. Been there. Excuse me. Why is the coroner looking into this? The people are dead, so they're dead.
Yeah, that's why.
Right?
Yeah. Well, so at one of their concerts in 2012, I think a bunch of stuff that was part of the stage collapsed.
Yeah, collapsed.
From the ceiling, and there were, I don't know, like 20-something people on stage, and so one of the drum techs was actually killed. A couple
Scott
people were
Johnson.
Injured. And for some reason, I think Canada, the Supreme Court there, ruled that if you don't have a ruling on a case within 18 months, then it like doesn't go anywhere. And
really?
So, yeah, so they still haven't gotten an answer into what happened. How this guy was killed.
Sue,
yeah, no
right?
one's really
the
been held responsible. So, yeah, apparently they're upset, and it's completely changed their whole stage show because they're so nervous about something else happening.
But this happened in 2012, right? When did this happen?
Yeah, in 2012, but there still hasn't been a resolution to it.
Oh,
and
I thought it was just
die,
last year.
Get freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to be investigating that. All right, so now I understand it. Thank you, Carrie. You clarified it very well. 28 after the hour on the DJB program.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This message is brought to you by Bayer. You may have heard their new guidelines from the American College of Cardiology and American Heart Association for taking aspirin to prevent heart disease. But do you know what they mean for you? The new guidelines are for the use of aspirin to prevent first heart attacks, strokes, and heart failure, also known as primary prevention. Interventional cardiologist Dr. Paul A. Gerbel explains.
Regardless of why you are on aspirin, you shouldn't stop taking aspirin without talking with your doctor. Some people take aspirin because they've already had a heart attack or clot-related stroke. The new guidelines do not change the importance of aspirin for these patients. For them, aspirin could be a life-saving preventative treatment.
In the U.S., aspirin is indicated for secondary prevention. Even if you haven't had a heart attack or stroke, the guidelines still support the use of aspirin for certain individuals based on their personal health risk and doctor's recommendation. Talk to your doctor about whether taking aspirin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Little pencil neck. Adam Schiff.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, talking about Democrat Adam Schiff, chair of the House Intel Committee. Republicans want him to resign because of his continuing claims of Russia collusion, even though Robert Mueller's report finds none. Here's the president.
Got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen. He is not a long ball hitter. The Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous...
As for the report itself, the president telling the patriotic crowd,
after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Today's hits and yesterday's favorites here on the DJV program. Yes, you're listening to a discussion of things from yesterday and things today. Jennifer Horn is here, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm a successful radio broadcaster and have been for a number of years, if I don't say so myself. I'm quite a complex fellow, but I have worked through the years to become a better communicator so that you can shun my complexity and understand the simplicity of the message here. So what's going on? So, Jennifer, are you interested in what's going on in America or around the world? Where are we starting?
Let's start with America. Let's start America first, as I like
America that. First. America first. All right, so the situation in New York, York City, county actually in New York, declaring a state of emergency after 150 people there diagnosed with measles. Rockland County officials announcing that anybody under the age of 18 who's not been vaccinated will be barred from public places until they get the vaccine. This is carrying the, on both sides, the anti-vaxxers on one side and those who want to have a city-state controlled, especially your thought. This is, I believe, and yesterday somebody went a long way to convincing me that this whole measles thing has been a plant, that it really didn't happen by accident. It happened because the drug companies want to control what you do and how you do it, and the best way to do it is to scare the hell out of you. And so now we have mumps and measles. I haven't had those since I was a kid. Nobody even thought about it. Do you even know, Jennifer, when you were a kid, what measles were?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Anybody? You know anybody who had them?
Well, I actually had roseola, which is a form of measles.
How's that present? I forget what that was.
It's a roseola. It's kind of like it's a rash. I had it as a kid. It's kind of a form of measles. But my cousin got it at her daycare, and when I was visiting her, she was just a little baby. And then I got it, and I think my mom got it, too.
Really?
Not as heavily as she had it, but, yeah, we did get it. So I know of it.
There are places in the north.
Thing.
No, the Northwest has had these, and I think that's where they started. Does that sound rash, pardon the pun, if I suggest that this whole vaccination scare was started by people who wanted to be able to...
But I know where the measles outbreak in L.A. started, according to officials anyway. They say it started at LAX. So people are flying with, flying from other countries that don't have vaccine regulations or that know about vaccines, or maybe they do and that's why they don't get vaccinated, whatever it is, that come into the country and they have it. And I think a lot of these are airports where these things start.
Right. But that doesn't mean...
At least that's a news story in L.A.
Yeah, no, it is. But the story up in the Northwest is that it may have started up there, and somebody that I trust and know yesterday was talking about this with me in terms of how it all got started and what the government's trying to do. There still is a lot of, not necessarily mercury, but other things that haven't been as vetted yet, and they still have an impact on your system, on your brain.
Yeah.
I believe that the government and other big drug companies, they don't want to lose.
I don't think you need to trust everything the government does, and I definitely think that drug companies have, they're looking out for themselves and want to make money, but I also think that anyone can come up with a conspiracy theory, and unless someone has the proof to back up that conspiracy theory.
What would be proof? How do you prove it?
I don't know. That's up to them to go out and prove. I'm not the one who's coming up with that conspiracy, and I don't think that it's true. So it's, I'm not going to be the one who comes up with stuff. But I guess
proof would be documents saying, hey, we're going to release the measles on a population.
Yeah, obviously documents have come out now about all of these different opioid companies who went out and bribed doctors.
So let me ask it to you this way, Kara. Uh-huh. Do you think they're capable of doing something like this? Government, big companies, do you think? Even if it isn't you don't believe that it happened with the measles.
So what exactly are you suggesting? That measles isn't actually a problem and that they're going out and spreading the news that measles is a problem so that people get
vaccines? I'm suggesting that it is possible that the government, in collusion with Big Pharma, has, or maybe not the government, but people in the government who are influenced by the power, the money. All we have to do is look at who's in charge of various areas of the FDA, for example. They come from the big drug companies. You don't think that they're twisting and turning around the things that are rules to suit them and their companies?
I think it's possible, but
naive.
I also think we're living in a world where, I don't know if it's because of the internet or what, it's easy to look around and think that everything around us is, controlled by this or that. But I think that most people who are living in a small town like this Rockland County in New York are just normal human beings, and I don't think that the people in that small government there are...
Most people are.
Yeah, I don't know that those small government officials are being swayed by Big Pharma. I think that conspiracy theories like this are dangerous just because it eliminates people's
I think that there are certain conspiracy theories like the ones that are espoused by what's his face with regard to the shooter in Connecticut. That stuff I don't hold with. But because I don't necessarily trust the government to do what's in my best interest, I think I know what's in my best interest, not somebody sitting at a desk somewhere who has passed an edict that says, you will all have your shots. Sorry, I don't want to live in that world because it may be my choice. Now, they can say to you to try to argue the point, well, if you don't get it done, it's going to affect a lot of other people. We don't give a damn whether you die or not, but we don't want everybody else in the world to die because they've gotten something that you're spreading around.
When it comes to measles, I think the reason why, even though Jen has some experience with it, most of us haven't experienced it is because the vaccine came and eliminated most of it.
I got a measles shot when I was a kid, and I will tell you that what I know... from talking to several different medical advisors is that what's in the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine today is not the same as what was in the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine when I took it at the age of two or whatever.
Well, do you think that measles is exactly the same as it was when you were two? Don't diseases and all these things develop and change? I mean, it's the same with the flu shot.
I think that there are various strains of the flu that we change every year, we try to adapt. The unfortunate thing about the flu shots is that they come too late, because by the time you get the shot, the stuff has already been around. The problem there is to try to predict what next year's flu is now, because it takes them months to put the flu vaccine
together.
That's
why the flu has not been eradicated, but things like measles and even now chickenpox are starting to be, because they've got the vaccine formula right.
I
would say this. Look, I'm not one who says the government gets to tell you what to put in your body. I think when you have the government mandating it, it's a slippery slope. But I do believe it's responsible. And send me all your scathing letters or not to get vaccines, especially if you're going to use the public school system.
Let's define them. I've gotten vaccines, and I support my daughter and other people giving vaccines to children, but what kind of vaccine? It's just this general, the anti-vaxxers. That's stupid, because you don't define what the vaccines are. I believe that there are certain vaccines, and I think there are four or five of them, that absolutely need to be mandated, that everybody have them to protect not only the individual, but the collective. But then there have been so many more added at the advice of doctors who are under the influence of the big drug companies, the stuff that's been produced that either doesn't do any good or, in fact, has been shown to do you harm. And I give you an example. I had dinner with a lady last night who had a flu shot. And from the flu shot, she got pneumonia. And her doctor traced it, because she has had this now. How many people do you know who've had pneumonia? Say it again, Derek. Thank you. Pneumonia twice in their life. This woman's had pneumonia twice in 2 years. And it happened after she got a flu shot last year. Sorry, too many coincidences. So that's why I say this blanket anti-vaxxer thing that's come out, that's more government-focused than not. And then the people who say, we got to vaccinate ourselves against all this stuff, and we don't like the anti-vaxxers. As usual, there's somewhere in between the wild, crazy, let's vaccinate everybody for everything, and the people who don't want any vaccines for anything. Somewhere in between those two positions is a reasonable solution to the problem.
Yeah, no, I agree with that for sure.
And I don't think Rockland County in New York, in this circumstance, they declare a measles emergency. Okay, so how are you going to find out whether people really have had the measles shots? Let's say they came to Rockland County from some other country. How are you going to know whether they had a measles shot or not? You don't know.
Again.
Yeah, so then they require more. Anyway, you understand what I'm saying. This is very good, stimulating food for thought for everybody to try to sit down and figure this out, because it's getting to be, as is everything else pretty much in this country, the extremes have their day, and most of the people are in the middle, and they're trying to figure out how to make sense out of all of this, and they can't because of the extreme, the focus by the news media on the extremes here on both sides. So figure it out. You know what a good place would be? Those of you who have religious convictions, temple, mosque. And I think that's a good place. That's a good sort of a venue to discuss these sorts of things, I would think, anyway. 45 after the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
How many people remember what happened last week? A lot of you say, I don't remember what happened to me yesterday, never mind last week. The Houston area petrochemical storage site that went up in flames. Remember that? And what everybody's been talking about, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are concerned about what actually got into the air after this chemical fire. So now there are warnings, but they've been limited somewhat for the residents who live near this area. Can you imagine? This is Deer Park, by the way, outside of Houston. The levels of benzene in the air. You know what benzene does to your lungs? You know what benzene is?
What is it? I don't even know.
It's something that is used in heating. It's a heating torch kind of a thing. We use them on the farm. And they're very, very, very flammable. You can smell it because it smells like corn a little bit or some kind of an oil. It comes from volcanoes as well and forest fires. It comes from cigarette smoke. Can you imagine what you're inhaling when you inhale this smoke from a cigarette? Even secondhand smoke. This benzene stuff is so dangerous. So don't be fooled by somebody telling you, okay, the fire's out, because that stuff like that stays in the air forever. So I thought we'd have a little bit of a warning there. Another reason not to smoke or be around smokers. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, 53 after the hour now on the DJV program. Dr. Ken Kronos is not with us this week. And whenever there's an opportunity, because there's so much, it's one of those funny things I get feedback on. More food news, please. It's like pass the potatoes. Pass the food news. So there's a new study out. We start with this that has tossed some major confusion into the egg debate. You eat eggs every day, and a lot of people, especially people that work out a lot, eat eggs every meal. But are they good for you, or are you putting yourself at risk for heart disease? Answer to that right after this. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. The active ingredient is collagen protein, but there are other things that are of the highest quality. What about natural digestive enzymes? Those are important, but why?
Well, you know, your body, when it breaks down protein and even collagen protein, you're not going to utilize all of it. But our studies show with our digestive enzyme, you're going to get every bit of that collagen protein that you're taking so you don't waste it. You know, collagen protein is awesome, it's good for you, and it's proven safe and effective for weight loss.
All right, here's what you do. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Toploss.com. Here's the deal. You buy three bottles, that's a 90-day supply. You get two bottles, that's two more months free. Plus, you get $20 off with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for this deal. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
All right, so the answer to the question, what's new in the world of food and farms, is the discussion that has been a focus on eggs and cholesterol. What the researchers actually were looking for was an association between daily cholesterol or egg consumption with cardiovascular disease. So they combined findings from six different studies involving 30,000 participants over 17 years, and their conclusion, for each additional 300 milligrams a day of cholesterol in your diet, there is a significant increase in your risk of cardiovascular disease and the risk of early death. However, health experts say you can relax about that because, at least when it's connected to eggs, eggs remain a nutrient-rich, healthful choice when eaten in moderation. So having six eggs at a setting, probably not a good idea. One once in a while is good because it's not the only form of cholesterol. You get a lot of cholesterol from animal foods. Beside eggs, there's full fat dairy, shellfish, meats, poultry. But one large egg contains 186 milligrams of cholesterol. A lot of other factors. How much ice cream I eat probably affects how much cholesterol I have. My cholesterol is, the number is below average, but I have what doctors say, too much of the bad, not enough of the good. I don't know. It's all relative, it would seem. About other reasons that you're going to have high cholesterol and die early have to do with weight, smoking, and other sources of intake cholesterol from saturated fat, for example. Not getting enough exercise, all of that stuff. So, something to consider. Speaking about eggs, we are into the Easter season. Easter, what is it? I think 3 weeks from this Sunday. And so we look around for new candies. Everybody loves the Easter Bunny. By the way, the new star of Cadbury's Easter Bunny commercial isn't a bunny. Instead, it's Henri, the English bulldog. Actually comes from North Carolina, so it's probably Henry. Competition was fierce for their bunny tryouts. Opportunity for pets to earn their own set of rabbit ears. Starring his new commercial, Cadbury's Clucking Bunny commercial hasn't changed over the past, what, 35 years or so? But they decided this year to switch things up. So according to their press release, they opened it up to the Instagram account, up to pictures of animals to see who would be cute enough to join the rabbit. And it turns out it was a bulldog, Henri, or Henry. 4,000 entries, 19 semifinalists, one lucky dog was selected. Henry has a wonderful physique. All bulldogs, I love bulldogs. They're
so
fabulous.
He's so cute. He's got all these rolls and this big frown.
Yeah.
But you know what you should do? There's if you go to Cadbury's Instagram, Cadbury USA, they have all of the pictures of the different animals and horses and dogs and cows and stuff.
Right.
With little bunny ears. You should go check it out. It's super cute.
All right, so there's a good kind of food. Cadbury chocolate, Easter bunny, and Henry the bulldog all together. What could go wrong with that? That's kind of cool.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.